Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Hi.
Today we're taking a look at some of the stories students are actually reading in The Juice app.
Right.
So let's jump in.
Okay, first up, TikTok. It looks like there's a tentative deal happening between China and the U.S.
Oh, right. To keep it running in the States.
Yeah. The Trump administration announced this sort of framework. The goal is American ownership to keep it operating. But honestly, the details, still pretty scarce.
And this came out of those security concerns?
Primarily, yes. Worries about ByteDance, the parent company, and its ties to the Chinese government. You know, potential data sharing, espionage fears.
And wasn't there something else, too? About, like, kids' mental health?
Yes, exactly. There are lawsuits mentioning potential harm to kids from the app itself, so it's layered.
Definitely complex. So for parents, maybe a discussion point is, well, data privacy. Like, what's the difference between data for ads versus potential national security stuff?
That's a good angle.
Right.
Really makes you think about online safety on a, well, a much bigger scale.
Okay, so moving from the digital world to the global political stage, democracy.
Yeah. Bit of a sobering one. There's a 5-year study out from IDEA, that's the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance.
Okay.
And it's showing a pretty steep decline globally in, well, people's ability to self-govern. They found 94 out of 174 countries are less democratic now.
Wow, 94. That's a lot. What do they think is causing it?
They call it an autocratic resurgence.
Right.
Basically, more leaders consolidating power, sometimes subtly chipping away at democratic norms, weakening institutions.
And the U.S.?
The U.S. ranking has continued to slide, too, according to this report. They mentioned things like cuts in funding for democracy efforts abroad, and interestingly, a decline in journalistic freedoms.
Journalistic freedom. That could be a conversation starter for kids, maybe. Like, what does that actually mean? Why is a free press important?
Right. Maybe connected to finding reliable info for school or something. Understanding who keeps watch.
Good idea. Okay, let's shift gears. Something more positive. The Emmys.
Yes. The 77th Emmys had some really great moments, some historic firsts.
Like Owen Cooper, right? So young.
Exactly. 15 years old, he became the youngest male actor ever to win an Emmy for a show called Adolescence.
Incredible.
And Jamel Tillman, he made history too. First black actor to win Outstanding Supporting Actor in a drama series for Severance.
Fantastic. Any other big records?
Yeah. Apple TV plus The Studio got 13 Emmys, which is a record for a comedy series. Yeah. And kind of bittersweet, Stephen Colbert's The Late Show won for Outstanding Talk Series, even though it got canceled.
Huh. So talking points, maybe perseverance. But also, with Owen Cooper, like, the dedication it takes at that age.
Yeah, and Tillman's win brings up representation. Breaking barriers in entertainment is not just about winning an award.
True. Okay, next up, something completely different. Water lilies.
Uh-huh. Sounds a bit random, but it's pretty cool. The Denver Botanical Garden has this annual water lily weigh-off.
A weigh-off for water lilies.
Yeah, to see how much weight they can hold. This year, a lily pad from Florida's Bock Tower Gardens won. It held 183 pounds.
Get out. 183 pounds on one lily pad.
Yep. These are giant water lilies, mind you. Pads can grow up to 10 feet across. They have these really dense, fibrous veins underneath, almost like rebar, plus protective spikes.
That's amazing. Nature's engineering.
Totally. So for kids, you can talk about finding strength in unexpected places in nature or how plant structures work, you know, support protection.
Love that. Okay. Story number 5 takes us down under.
To Australia. Yeah. A group called the Tama Touch Group played beach rugby for a very, very long time.
How long?
Over 34 hours straight. They might have set a new Guinness World Record.
Whoa, that's intense.
It really is. But the main point, the reason they did it, was to raise money for mental health charities. They raised over $109,000.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, for groups like Beyond Blue. The players talked a lot about the teamwork, the camaraderie. And apparently, they deliberately didn't push the record too far.
What do you mean?
They kind of left it just beatable, hoping it encourages another group to try and break it, also for charity.
That's a really nice touch. So, discussion points. Teamwork, obviously, but also using sports for good, for community support and raising awareness.
Exactly. And that interesting angle on competition, not just about winning, but inspiring others.
Definitely. All right, finally, we have our quote of the day.
This one is from Dr. Helen Rodriguez Trias. She was a really important pediatrician and public health advocate.
Okay, what's the quote?
She said, "I hope I'll see in my lifetime a growing realization that we are one world and that no one is going to have quality of life unless we support everyone's quality of life."
Powerful.
It really is. She was actually the first Latina president of the American Public Health Association, known for her work on women's reproductive rights and health care for marginalized communities.
Mm-hmm. That quote. It's a great way to talk about being like a global citizen, right?
Absolutely. What does that mean? How does helping others, even far away, actually help everyone? It's about interconnectedness.
Yeah. A really profound thought to leave people with.
Well, we hope this quick run-through of stories from The Juice gives you some good starting points for your own conversations.
Yeah, hope it was helpful. Thanks for tuning into The Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.